I just celebrated my 4-year wedding anniversary. Thank you, appreciate it. Or as all the other women in the world call it, she took one for the team, you know. So, yeah, I'm surprised I got my wife at all because I know how bad I am at dating. You know, you're like the whole flirting, I never know how far to go. Like people say, oh, with a girl, you know, be sarcastic, say something, you know, they like the back of the fourth, so I'd say something sarcastic. She's like, meanie, and I'm like, whore, you know. Come back. That doesn't spell second date, you know. So. Even going back all the way to college, man. I'd be in the cafeteria trying to come on to a girl, say the right things, and I'd think of someone like James Bond. You know, he always knows what to say to get the girl and seal the deal. And I'd hear my inner Bond telling me really cool stuff to say, like, whisper in her ear. Tell her her eyes are like the light of 1,000 suns. Oh, that's good. Hey, babe, your thighs look like you ate 1,000 honey buns. Oh, crap. Yeah. I just end up having to go back in my room and pick a fight with myself so I could have makeup sex, you know. So. My wife gets tickled at me because I have an affinity for voices. Whenever I hang out with my cousins in Fort Worth, that old Texas drawl that I used to have in high school that kind of went away when I went to college comes back. And she thinks it's a cool voice. It reminds her of like a Matthew McConaughey Texas style accent. And she thinks his voice is sexy. And I told her, no, Matthew McConaughey's voice is not sexy. Yes. He doesn't get sexy. He's got face, pecs, and abs. Okay? And I can prove it to you because you give him the same voice as me. You put him under your bedroom window at 2:30 in the morning. Shirtless, holding a rose. Moon glistening off those pecs and abs. You're going to invite him in for a night of pleasure. I know what you're going to do. I do that and you call the cops and turn on the sprinklers. Yeah. I promise there's nothing seductive or sexy about me shirtless and sweaty under your bedroom window going, hey baby, how'd you like to rub some lotion on these Yeah. Matthew McConaughey glistens, I sweat. Okay. But a friend of mine told me, if you do voices, why would anyone ever divorce you? Because I am divorced and now I'm remarried. Why would anyone divorce you? Because whoever's married to you could have sex with a new person every night. And I thought it was kind of funny at first, but then I started thinking about it. I was like, oh my God, what if my wife I'm married to now, you know, a year from now, I realize she has a weird Eddie Murphy fetish. And every night I'm stuck having to go, hey man, it's all cool and jiggy baby. Yeah. Oh, Shrek. Oh, no, wait, hold on. Oh, donkey, why can't I quit you?